This is State House Week, a look back at events of the South Carolina Legislature. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina ETV Radio. Every year, several issues are touted as priorities for the annual legislative session. This year, they are roads and ethics reform. But year in and year out, there's nothing that's more important to the 176 state legislators than the annual appropriations bill, the state budget. This year, totaling almost $7 billion and debated on the House floor this week. The budget bill doesn't just provide funding for all of state government, it allows the General Assembly to influence and affect policy. As expected, the House budget temporarily replaces the governing board at South Carolina State University. Concerns about the financial management at SC State drove the action. Representative Gilda Cobb Hunter of Orangeburg called it an opportunity to create stability at the college and its growing deficit, which she said has grown to $83 million.
I think we all can agree that that is a serious amount of money that the state is on the hook for. What that suggests to me is that there is time for us to do things differently.
The SC State problem helped fuel a successful effort on the House floor to abolish the State Commission on Higher Education. The CHE is supposed to function as a coordinating body for the state's public colleges and universities. Berkeley Representative Jim Merrill said the CHE had become nothing but an advocate for the colleges and renewed his call for a state board of regents to actually govern all colleges.
We need to figure out a way to have a regents, to have a board of regents or an oversight that is not just willing to go, okay, here's $3 million, a million for you, a million for you, a million for you, and instead look at what's being done by those particular institutions.
An effort to actually create a state board of regents was defeated, as was an attempt to provide additional pay raises for state employees. House members did okay a $100 million increase for K-12 schools. Also, for the first time since 2000, legislative leaders want to authorize a multi-million dollar borrowing bill to pay for state government construction and improvement projects. Governor Haley is reported to be actively working against that. It looks like the Senate may make one more effort this session to pass an ethics reform measure. Last month, the Senate defeated a bill which provided for an outside panel to judge ethics complaints made against legislators. The House and the governor favor such a panel and have been pressuring senators to reconsider their position. This week, the Senate's Judiciary Committee voted to make one more run at a new ethics bill. Committee Chairman Larry Martin of Pickens County.
We're not completely off track yet. We do have an opportunity, I think, here to consider yet another approach and see if we can't reach a consensus, because it's so important. This truly is, I think, the last opportunity we'll have to address it this session.
Martin and his fellow committee members don't appear to be too optimistic about a second chance for the ethics bill in the full Senate. The Senate has passed a ban on the sale of powdered alcohol. Senators were concerned that alcohol, a freeze-dried powder that could be mixed with liquids, could become too readily available for young people. The state's large health and environmental agency, DHEC, would be split in two and grouped separately with other state agencies under a bill introduced in the Senate this week. Senate Medical Affairs Committee Chairman Harvey Peeler of Gaffney says the agency and its functions have gotten too large to be effectively managed. State House Week, a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join me again next Friday for a look at events of the South Carolina Legislature.